officer, he is her fiancé. But he has serious mental problems. The psychiatrist that Mr. Moshfeq went to said he shouldn't get married to my daughter. Do you understand? He told me to put off the wedding for as long as his treatment takes.
I know what you're saying, Mr. Yusseri. But maybe, just maybe, your daughter went to her fiancé of her own free will.
No, that's impossible. Because I told her not to go and see him or even speak to him until he gets fully treated.
Mr. Yusseri, a person has to be missing for at least 24 hours before we can create a file for them. But I'll inform all of our units about your daughter and send them her specifications. You can go home now. And if we don't find her by tomorrow morning, then you should check the hospitals. If you still don't find her, then please come back here and we will start looking for her. I promise you.
My wife and I will die from worry by tomorrow morning, sir.
Come in.
Sir, someone who claims to be the missing woman's fiancé is here.
Tell him to come in.
Hello. Where's Saman Air, Kazem? It's him, Mr. Moshfeq. You tell me where Saman is.
Me? Excuse me, but you wouldn't even let me see Saman Air the past few days. She was like their prisoner. They wouldn't take her eyes off her. Now you're asking me where Saman Air is?
Please, take a seat.
Look, officer. My father-in-law here keeps coming up with excuses to postpone our wedding. He's done everything you can imagine, and now this is his next plan of action, I'm telling you. Kazem, where are you hiding Saman Air?
You cannot believe him, officer. I'm sure he knows where Saman Air is.
Who, me? Officer, Saman Air wants to start living with me, but he won't let her. He won't let her. I get worried about you every day. I'm worried when you go to college. I'm worried when you go to work. I'm worried to death about you, Saman Air.
Both of you, keep calm, please.
Kazem! I told you I'd go to a psychiatrist. I did whatever you told me to do. What are you up to now? Where did you take Saman Air, Kazem? Where?
Ismail, if the smallest thing happens to my daughter, I won't let you see the light
of
day.
How can you say such a thing? Saman Air means everything to me. Kazem, I promise. I promise I won't come around to your house until I get treated. I promise. I promise I won't. Just please take Saman Air back home. Kazem, I'm begging. I'm begging you.
So, Mr. Moshfeq, you have no idea where Miss Yusseri is.
Officer, I swear I don't know where she is. I'm dying of stress here, can't you see?
So what you mean is she's not in your house now?
Why would you think such a thing? Why would I be sitting here shaking and panicking if someone there was with me? Would I?
Is it okay if I send an officer to go and check your house right now?
Of course, it's fine. Send whoever you want to check out my house so you can be sure. But Captain, please send someone to check her aunt and uncle's house too. I am absolutely sure he's hidden her somewhere there.
Very well. You can go now.
No, officer, don't let him go. I swear he knows where my daughter is.
Mr. Yusseri, there's absolutely no way that we can lock him up here without any evidence. I said you can go now.
Okay, sir, but didn't you want to send someone to check my house?
There's no need. Please, go.
Okay, officer. I can't sleep tonight. I'm dying from anxiety. So please, please keep me informed about whatever happens immediately.
Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Hey, Kazem. Please bring Saman Air back home. I promise I won't see her until you give your approval. Goodbye, officer.
Help me! Somebody help me!
Hi, honey. Why did you break the window, darling? What if you catch a cold by tomorrow morning? It doesn't matter. I'll just put this cardboard here. Don't worry. So how are you? When did you wake up?
Where are we, Ismail?
Don't worry, sweetheart. I'll tell you. First, tell me how you're feeling. Are you okay?
Why did you bring me here? What happened at the restaurant?
Nothing. I had no choice but to put a sedative in your drink. Are you hungry? I've bought kebabs and chicken. Eat whichever one you like. Here, honey.
What's the meaning of this, Ismail?
It means I can't stand being away from you anymore. It's too hard for me. I want to be with you. And I want you to be with me. Summon air. I want us to start living together.
Like this? Here?
Yes, it's only temporary, though. Don't look at it like this. I'll fix it up. I'll make it perfect step by step. First, I'll paint the walls. There's a room in the back here. I'll build some cabinets in there and turn it into a kitchen. Don't worry. And I'll buy you whatever you want myself. I won't let anything upset you. It's got a beautiful garden. We can take walks in it together every day. Don't look at me like that. Do you think I've gone crazy? Yes. I am crazy. I was always crazy. I was crazy about you, Summoner. And I still am.
Where is this place, Ismail? Who does it belong to?
Someone who's moved overseas. My dad was a janitor. But he didn't get paid for 6 months. They wouldn't give him his money. The owner then called him from overseas saying he didn't need anyone to take care of the place anymore. He was right. There's nothing here to take care of. It doesn't need a janitor. Sit down. Sit down. My dad didn't come here anymore after he stopped getting paid. But he still had the key. It was in his pocket. And I took it. I have it here with me.
Ismail, do you really think we can live here together like this? For how long? For how long?
Well, if you live here with me for a short time, like 1 or 2 months, then you'll see for yourself that when you're with me, I won't get angry anymore. If you just promise me you won't go out, I won't have to worry about you anymore. I won't shout or get angry. When you're with me, I'll do whatever I can to make you happy. Samaneh, once you start living with me, you'll start to realize I'm not insane. I'm just in love. You'll realize you're what I need. Not doctors and psychiatrists. I am positive that if you stay right here by my side, if you live here with me, that you'll stand up to your parents or whoever wants to get in your way. You'll stand by my side. I know you will. I know you will. I know you will.
Ismail, please stop this game. Take me back home.
This is your home! I'm sorry, my darling. I'm sorry I shouted.
My parents will get worried. They don't know where I am. They're gonna get worried.
I get worried about you every day. I'm worried about you when you go to college. I'm worried about you when you go to work. I'm worried when you're on the streets. I'm worried about you all the time. I am. Let them know how I feel, at least for one day. One day.
Who is it, Ismail?
Don't worry, honey. I'm here with you. I'm here with you.
Ismail, some people are coming in.
I told you not to worry, darling. I'll stand up to them, whoever they are. I won't let them get their hands on you.
No, Ismail, wait! Don't go outside. They might hurt you. Call the police.
Whoever they are, I'll protect you. Don't you worry.
Mr. Mosvik, this is the police. The house is surrounded by armed officers. Let Ms. Yazeri go and come out with your hands on your head.
They followed me from the police station.
Come on, Ismail. Let's go out together.
Mr. Mosavek, come outside at once before you cause more trouble for yourself and your fiancé. Do not make things worse for yourself than they already are. Come outside.
It's over, Ismail. It's no use anymore.
Whatever I did was because I wanted to be with you. Please forgive me, Samaneh.
Oh,
you okay, Summoner?
Summoner, dear, he didn't hurt you, did he?
No, Dad.
Thank God. We'll go to court tomorrow and you'll do as you promised. You have to break up with Ismail.
No, Dad. Ismail will get better. They're taking him to the hospital now. He has to get better.
Do you realize what you're saying?
Yes, Dad. He really loves me. I love him too.
I don't get it.
Hello.
Hello. You're home early?
I had to go to Mrs. Selch's office for a meeting, but I just didn't feel like going back to work.
Have you had lunch?
Yeah, Mr. Selch invited me over for lunch.
Oh. What is it? Why are you upset?
Mr. Selch said they took Faramund's son to jail.
Oh. How long does he have to stay there?
6 months.
His poor dear mother.
Mawson was going there too. I tried to avoid seeing him. I don't know how I managed to get out of there.
Why avoid him? We didn't do or say anything bad to be embarrassed about. We didn't even say anything after the night they came here.
I feel sorry for Mawson. His younger son caused him a lot of trouble.
Why was he even going there? You don't work in the same field, do you?
No. Mr. Selch owed him a bit of money for the workshop he bought. Mawson was going there with his older son to get his money.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Have you heard that Faramund's son is in jail? Didn't you know?
Come sit down, honey. I want to talk to you.
No, Dad. I'll go and change my clothes first.
Come sit down, honey. Come on.
Your dad says he has to be there for 6 months.
All right. You told her everything all at once. Leave us alone for a few minutes.
Yusuf, you won't even let me talk.
When you want to tell somebody something, don't just jump straight to the point, do you? Come on. I'm glad you weren't the one who had to tell his mother about it. Come and sit down, honey. It wasn't good news. but you had to find out sooner or later.
How did you find out?
I heard about it in my friend's office.
Couldn't they bail him out?
Did he tell you that they could?
No.
So you've seen him again?
Just to tell him that I won't be waiting for him.
Did you tell him? It's over then. Well, if it's all over, why won't you let anyone ask for your hand?
Because I don't think it's right, you see.
What's not right?
Starting off with someone else right after saying no.
So it's not over, then? You're a smart girl. I was always worried about Beta and what she does. I was never worried about your decisions. But...
Let your dad tell Dr. Rose Bahani that his son can come over and we'll see them.
I don't want to.
What do you mean you don't want to? You're not waiting for Mehran Faramund, are you? If you get married, it's better for him as well. Don't look at me like that. He'll know what to do when he comes out of jail. He'll find someone else to get married to. Yeah? Am I not absolutely right? Yeah? Am I not right?
I don't want to think about this.
You don't want to think about what?
I don't want to think about anything right now.
Anything but Mehran Faramund, am I right?
It's not like a pair of shoes that I'll just throw away if I don't want any more.
That's what they say about marriage. You haven't married him yet.
Well, what is the difference? If we had married and this had happened to us, would I have gotten a divorce?
No, but then there would be no way back. He would have been your husband and you'd have to wait for him. But now, why should you waste your life waiting for a crook?
Nasreen!
What? Well, I'm right. He's nothing but a crook.
I said that's enough, Nasreen.
So that's why you won't let any suitors come forward.
So what are you trying to say? Do you want to wait for Mehran Faramund? Is that really actually what you told him?
No, I swear, I just told him everything is over between us.
Well done.
For now you regret it, right?
There's no need for regret.
Nasreen, will you let us talk?
Dad, I remember that you have always told us that the road to happiness is an easy drive, but it's not a short one.
Yes, but I also said that if two people want to live together, the most important thing is being honest with each other.
I know, you're right. He did lie to me, but it was also my fault, you see. I've always been so harsh on him that he couldn't even come and tell me what he wanted to do. If I'd given him the chance to tell me everything, I may very well have been able to talk him out of it. I don't want to blame you for anything, but look, we all had a role in what Mehran did. Maybe if you hadn't set those conditions, well, things wouldn't have been the way that they are now, you see.
I wanted him to ensure an easy life for you, but not like this.
I know. He made a mistake, Dad, but everyone makes mistakes in life. When Beta and I make mistakes, you forgive us, so forgive him too.
What? You're our children, but he isn't.
Listen, Dad. If you're against this, I'll never mention Mehran's name again for the rest of my life. But I can't remove him from my heart. I mean, I can't marry anyone else. I really can't.
I don't want to be irrational. But there's a really good person who wants to marry Beta. And I don't want her to get married before you. Mr. Azadi's son wants to marry Beta.
Where did he see Beta?
At a company.
Which son of his?
Will you let me talk? I know Beta wants to get married. She told me she doesn't want to go to college anymore. But it's not fair for her to put off a marriage because of you.
When did I say Beta shouldn't get married? She has the right to marry whoever she wants to. And
And I have the right to not marry whoever I don't like.
Mr. Ruzbahani's son's really a good boy. Why don't you like him? What? So tell me, Yusuf, which one of Mr. Izadi's sons likes Beta?
Where's Beta?
She hasn't come home yet.
I'm going to take a nap. Tell Beta about it when she comes home. Ask if I should tell him to come or not.
You didn't tell me which son it is.
The middle one, Kamran. He's a really good, smart boy.
Look who's home.
Hi, Mum.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. What happened?
Nothing. Why should something happen?
Then why are you so happy?
Shouldn't I be happy?
No. Why should it be bad? It's great seeing you be happy, Mum.
Beta?
Yes, Mum?
Do you know Mr. Izadi?
Yeah, I do. How come?
What about his son, Kamran?
Mum, why are you playing guess who?
Kamran Izadi wants to marry you. Your dad says he's a good boy.
Are you sure, Mum? Are you sure he meant me? Maybe he saw Nazanin.
No, he didn't. I don't think so. Your dad told me to tell you. Let me go and ask him again. Yusuf. Yusuf. Wake up, Yusuf.
What?
Nothing. Everything's okay.
What's the matter, Nazanin? What do you want?
Are you quite sure that Kamran Izadi likes Beta? What if he meant Nazi?
For heaven's sake, Nazanin, you scared me. I thought something had happened.
Nothing's happened. Don't worry. I just don't want to get her hopes up.
No, I'm sure. Mr. Asadi knows Beta. He said Beta.
Well, do you want to get up and call him to make absolutely sure?
No way, Nazarene, and let me sleep!
Okay, sleep. Your dad says they said Beta. Now come and have some tea.
I'll come in a couple of minutes.
Beta? Did Mom tell you? Then what is it? Have you seen him? Don't you like him?
I do.
Well then, congratulations! Why are you upset then? After all these bad days we've put behind us, it's a good thing to hear, isn't it?
But I don't know what to do.
What to do about what?
Well, what will they think if they come and see me like this?
See you like what?
This. See for yourself. It's still swollen.
You can hardly even notice it. And besides, they won't come here straight away. By the time they come, it'll be just like before. Don't worry about it.
Beta, come on. Your dad wants to talk. What's the matter?
What should I do if my face doesn't get better by the time they come to our house?
What? Is that what you're worried about? Come and tell your dad to put it off until your face gets better. Come along, don't keep him waiting. Come along.
Hello, Dad.
Hi, honey.
Did you want to talk to me?
Come take a seat. So, did your mother tell you?
Yes.
What do you think? I don't want you to say yes because of me and your mother. Marriage is an important matter. You have to want it yourself. Don't let your mother's excitement influence you. I haven't given Mr. Azadia an answer yet. I said I had to talk to you first. Where did his son see you, eh?
We met a few times in the elevator.
At the company?
Yes.
Well, then think about it. If you're okay with it, they can come over and you can get to know each other.
Can we wait until my face gets better?
Don't you want to see another doctor?
No, Dad, it's getting better. There's still a bit of cream my doctor gave me. When I finish that, I'm sure I'll be good as new.
When should I tell them to come?
Tell them I have exams and I don't want to get distracted now. And it's not a lie. My exams are starting soon. Tell them to come in the summer. I'm sure my face will be better by then.
Think about it carefully, Peter. Think before you answer. Life isn't about these little things you're talking about. It really isn't.
I know.
What do you know?
What you just said.
Go on. I won't tell them anything this quickly. Go think for a few days, then tell me what you want.
Okay.
Have some tea.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll open it.
Hello? How are you?
Come in.
Thank you. Your mom's home, right?
Yeah. Mother, Mary's come to see us.
I'm here. Hi, Auntie.
Okay. I'll call you later. I can't talk now. Okay, don't worry. Goodbye. Hello, Mehdi. Oh, I missed you so very much.
What is it, Aunt Sue?
What?
You seem so happy. Have the exam results come back?
No, it's more important than that.
Oh, come on. Let's sit down, Mehdi. No, Layla, I have to go back soon.
No, Layla, I've got to go back soon.
But why? Have some tea first.
I wanted to tell you that it's Tuba's first birthday party this Monday.
Time flies. It's been a year already.
It's 1 year and 3 months, actually. We decided to put the birthday party off a little so that Mehran can come too.
How's Mehran going? Are his problems over now?
Yes, thankfully he's good.
Talk to him, Mehdi. Tell him to be more careful from now on.
Okay.
Here you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Layla, bring some fruit as well.
No, don't bring fruit. I've got to go right now.
Oh, but you just came.
The thing is, Aunt Sue, I've come to tell you that you and Layla are invited to Tuba's birthday.
But we can't come without Hamid. What will we tell your grandfather if he finds out?
Oh, come on, don't say no, Auntie. I'll think of something to tell them. How long do you plan on staying away from the family?
Come on, Mother, say yes. Mehdi will be there on Monday.
Well, she wants to come, so I have no choice but to come.
So I can enjoy my tea now, then.
Yes, help yourself.
Auntie, I'm peeling a cucumber for you.
That's very kind of you, Mohsen.
You like cucumbers, don't you? But I have to have it without salt.
That's right. Salt isn't good for you.
But it tastes much better with salt.
Hello.
Hello, son.
Hello, Mehdi.
Here you go, Auntie. This is the lightest, best quality walker on the market for you.
Oh, it's perfect, Mehdi.
Have some
Thank
cucumber.
You very, very much.
Oh, don't mention it.
Do you want anything
no,
to eat?
Thanks. Did I interrupt you?
Oh, of course not.
I was telling your father that now that Nemat's letting me live here, I should sell that big house so he can work with the money. But of course you know him. He won't listen to me. Does he ever?
Mohsen, dear, your father wants to talk to you.
I'm coming, Mum. Excuse me.
Go on. If Mohsen is anything like his father must have been a very good man to have a son as good as Mohsen.
Aunt Saraya, can I ask you, please, can we please talk about something else instead?
But why, my darling? You sound as if what I'm telling you bothers you so much. You know something, Mehdi? All my life, I looked at child adoption as a bad thing. I thought about it in the wrong way. I thought that if a child didn't share my blood, I could never accept it as my own child. Now I realize how wrong I was. Just seeing you here, you being here, is the biggest proof that I was wrong. I know that Mohsen isn't Nemat's son, but he's the heart of Nemat's family now. Mohsen isn't Nemat's son, but now you, Mohsen's son, care so much for Nemat. Think about it. That is what life has taught me.
Aunt Saraya?
Yes, son.
If my dad ever finds out that he isn't really Grandad's son, he will be devastated. But tell me something. Do you know who Dad's real parents are and why they abandoned him?
No. Do you know that Nemat has never told me about it, and I never asked him? But Mehdi, my dear boy, why do you think your real grandparents abandoned your father? Maybe they passed away, and Mohsen was left all alone, or maybe Mohsen was lost somewhere. Who knows?
Or maybe they just didn't want him.
No. Don't think like that, Mehdi. I'm absolutely sure that Mohsen's father was a very good person. If he wasn't, his son wouldn't have grown up in Fatema and Nemat's arms. There's no doubt that Mohsen's father was a good man. Just as good as I know my brother Nemat is.
Yeah, he called from Morteza's shop a couple of hours ago and said he was about to leave.
You're telling me now, Mehran? Why didn't you tell me earlier?
I didn't think it would be important.
Well, if I knew, I would have come here earlier to help Paris too.
Earlier than this?
Oh, please.
Mom, I talked to Paris too, and she said her mom and sisters are helping her.
Thanks a lot, Mehran.
Let's go, Manoush. Anything for you. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
It's pouring.
I'm good too. So what's up, eh?
Nothing much. Oh wait, there is something.
What?
Tomorrow's Beta's engagement ceremony.
Come on, Mehran.
Nazanin, wait a minute. Hold the phone. Mom, go ahead. I'll come in a minute.
No. We're fine here. We'll wait until
come
you
on,
come.
Come on, leave him alone. Let's go. They've opened the door.
Hello. So what were you saying? Congratulations. Then when will it be our turn?
Yeah, no, that was kind of good.
Nice to see you. Hello.
So this is what he says to me, you know. After I've explained the story, he says this.
Oh, sweetheart.
It's so good to see you again. And about time, too.
Yes, you too. How have you been?
I told her it's Tuba who did it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, I see. You're well aware. I don't think there's very much about it.
Hey, wait. It's my niece's birthday. Give them to me.
Yes, you can take it now.
Maddie, should I light the candle?
No. Wait a few minutes, please.
But why, son?
Well, if we cut the cake right now, then the party won't last long, and we'll miss all the fun. We haven't had such a great get-together in ages, have we?
He's right.
Yes, okay then.
Hey, Meddy.
Yes, Auntie?
Are you waiting for someone?
How come?
Well, why didn't you let us start the party?
Well, actually, Aunt Susan and Layla are coming here as well.
But if they come, Dad will ask them about Hamid.
Yeah, but then I'll have to tell them that he's on a business trip for a couple of months.
What happens after 2 months?
Well, then we'll have to find him by then, no matter what.
No, Mehdi, I don't think that's right.
Auntie, I think that they're here. There's nothing we can do now. Manush, wait. I'll open the door myself. Go and see if the guests need anything.
Okay, she's with my mom.
Are you okay?
Yes, fine.
I'm coming. Hello.
Hello.
Come in, please.
Hello, Mehdi.
Uncle Hamid.
I've quit for good for 7 months now, Mehdi.
Mehdi, sorry that I didn't tell you earlier. I didn't want to get your hopes up. I thought he might not be able to quit for good.
But I did, Mehdi. I quit it for good.
Listen, Mehdi, the party's going to end.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. Please, come in. Come in. Welcome home. Please.
I don't know how I can ever thank you, Mehdi. You helped me like no one's helped me before. I will owe you for the rest of my life.
I'm so happy for you. Let me go and tell Grandad. I think he'll be in shock if he suddenly sees you.
Look, Susan.
I know. We had such good days here.
Was that your old room? Is that the place that you were born?
No, it isn't. You were born in one of the best hospitals in Tehran.
Thank you, son. Thank you. Thank you. You're too kind. Hamid! Hamid! Hamid, my boy.
Be careful, Dad.
I am. Don't worry.
Dad!
Hamid!
Hello, Dad!
Hamid! My Hamid is back, finally!
Hello.
So hello, good to Akram. See you here again. Hello. Oh, darling. Welcome back home.
Thank you so much.
I'm alive and seeing you Dad. Again.
I'm so sorry, Dad. I'm so sorry for everything.
Sorry, everyone. Can you give us some space, please? She's not feeling well. Sorry. Sit over here, Mom.
My Hamid has returned.
Hamid, my darling, is it you? Is it really you?
Hello, Mom. Hello.
Calm down, calm down. Calm down. Paris, too, honey. Bring some mess fan to burn for them.
Dad.
Dear God, help everyone find their lost ones. Thank God.
Dad, I'm sorry.
Hamid.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God he's back.
He finally wonderful. Got what he wanted at it's his wonderful. Age. It's Hamid's wonderful. Back, yeah. And Hamid
I'm
is healthy.
For you.
Let's go inside, Dad. Come
okay,
on,
sure.
Hamid.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go inside, everyone. Come on.
Let's say a salavat for the Prophet Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Come in. Come in. Take your seats.
Let's go.
Go on. Come on.
Get up. Let's go inside.
Thank you.
سماك قلبا بميلا غربة سمانا عالما وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من هر پایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره هر باز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی یا بستی یا رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی